Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26-28. Faith is a firm persuasion or a conviction which comes by hearing. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. By hearing the gospel we come to a persuasion or a conviction that Jesus is Christ. We have faith in Christ, but we must put on Christ. Our faith in Christ prompts us to put Christ on in baptism. Faith that saves must be an obedient faith. Faith must accept the grace of God, which is God's offer of pardon. Salvation is in Christ, not apart from Christ. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. 2 Timothy 2:10. Our entrance into Christ is by baptism. The words of Jesus are firmly settled, never to be changed nor altered. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. Through the preaching of the gospel, faith would come. Faith acts when we are baptized, by which we are saved. One is never saved without the action of baptism. One is never saved before baptism. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Baptism puts one into Christ, where salvation is. Baptism is where one calls upon the name of the Lord, by whom we are saved. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts 22:16. In baptism, sins are removed, and one calls upon God for salvation. In baptism, sins are removed, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Colossians 2:11-12. In baptism we become free from Satan and become the servants of God. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:17-18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.